Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil here with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to another podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about creating impactful speaker bios that attract organizers. It is going to be an awesome podcast, but first I want to welcome you over to our Facebook group. It is called Breakthrough Public Speakers. Breakthrough Public Speakers. It is an amazing space to be in, my friend. You will not be disappointed. I'm going to leave the link in the show notes for this training, this podcast, and you can hop on over there and join us after the podcast. So today I'm talking about creating impactful speaker bios that attract organizers. So if you're excited to craft a bio that makes event organizers think, we absolutely need this speaker, you're in the right place. A great bio is like a magic key that opens the doors to fantastic speaking opportunities. Let's learn how to create one that catches the attention of the planner and just shines with your own unique personality. So I want you to start with a bang, okay? And this is gonna be your opening line. First impressions are super important, super important. So I want you to begin your bio with a line. I mean, I want you to capture their attention instantly. It could be a fun fact about you, you know, maybe a major achievement, maybe a bold statement that really reflects your speaking style. I want you to keep it brief. When I say brief, I mean brief, intriguing, and memorable. Next, I want you to tell your story. I want you to tell your story. Everyone enjoys a good story, and your bio should tell yours effectively, and again, briefly. Briefly, my friend, share your journey in a way that, you know, it's engaging and it's relatable. I want you to discuss your passions, you know, how you ventured into speaking and the remarkable experiences that you've had along the way. Remember, the goal is to connect with your reader as though you're just kind of having a friendly chat. Highlight your achievements. I want you to brag a little here, my friends. Have you received awards? Have you written any books? Spoken at, you know, some prestigious events? Your bio is a perfect place to showcase these accomplishments. This section is crucial because it establishes your credibility and expertise, right? But it's not just about listing your achievements. Kind of narrate them in a way that conveys excitement and passion for what you do. So again, if you've been, it's not only about awards or you know, being an author. If you've been in any well-known publications, maybe you've been interviewed by somebody well-known, maybe you have a spot that you were in the media, all of this needs to be mentioned in your bio. Now, I don't want to say all of it because if you have a ton, we cannot list a ton on your bio, okay? So you're going to pick out the most relevant ones and add them. I want you to make it personal. Personal, add your flavor. You know, what hobbies or interests do you have outside of speaking? This part of your bio adds a personal touch, making you relatable, you know, and interesting. Whether it's a love for music, you know, or a knack for cooking or an adventure in travel, sharing these details creates a well-rounded image of you. Again, you want to be brief because we don't want a page bio, and we definitely do not want 5 pages. So you have to keep these really brief. I want you to explain your speaking style. So kind of like what can organizers expect when you take the stage? Are you a humorous speaker? You know, are you deeply inspirational? Maybe you're an expert storyteller. Describing your speaking style helps organizers envision how you might fit into their event. I mean, this really can be a decisive factor in getting you booked. I want you to include testimonials. Testimonials, let others praise you. These are huge, these are important, and they are a powerful marketing tool. I highly recommend that you are always getting testimonials. If you have testimonials from previous gigs, you know, include a few in your bio section. Not all of them, because the rest of your testimonials are probably going to be found on your planner page on your website. But I do want you to list the most significant ones. All right, the positive feedback from others, this really can significantly boost your credibility, you know, and your appeal. And choose testimonials that not only praise you, but also give, you know, kind of a sense of your style, you know, and your impact. I want you to keep it fresh. I need you to keep it fresh, my friend, and update regularly. Your bio should evolve as you do. Your bio should evolve as you do. So I want you to regularly update it. You know, new achievements, new talks, new experiences, new skills. This not only keeps your bio relevant, but also demonstrates your growth and active involvement in your field. And the perfect ending, we cannot forget the perfect ending, which is call to action. I want you to conclude your bio by, you know, putting in a call to action, by inviting a call to action. I want you to encourage people to contact you, watch your video, download your one sheet, visit your website, follow you on a social media. Make it simple and appealing for them to reach out and engage with you. Formatting matters. So a well-formatted bio is as important as the content. So I want you to use clear, easy to read fonts and organize the information, you know, logically. Bullet points, headings, you know, short paragraphs can make your bio more readable and engaging. Creating a standout speaker bio isn't just about, you know, listing your accomplishments. It's about weaving a narrative that showcases your unique personality, you know, your style and value with a bio that vividly presents who you are and what you bring to the stage. You're going to be the speaker every event organizer is eager to book. So I want you to start crafting your compelling bio today, and it is going to help you unlock new speaking opportunities. And since I am mentioning about your bio, to make it a little bit easier, if you go to charliejane.com, CharlieJane, there is, I believe, a template to help you put together your bio. Just easy peasy, it's already done for you. There's even some samples in there, I believe. All you're gonna do is a fill in the blank. Okay, so you're just gonna put in your own information and then your bio is done. So that is going to be found on my website. If I remember, I will jot a note. I'll add the link also in the show notes so you can find it. Once again, I invite you over to our Facebook group, Breakthrough Public Speakers. Breakthrough Public Speakers. It is a fantastic group. You will not be disappointed. I'm going to leave the link for that also in the show notes. And I always like to leave my podcast, end my podcast, with a free gift. And today it is the 50 plus events. These are events that are looking for speakers right now. I will leave the link in the show notes and you can pop over there, look at that list, see if there's any fits, and go ahead and submit a proposal. Now, I must add that if you do not find a fit right away, do not be discouraged, because we add, we update the list regularly. I would say maybe every month, you know, or whenever the proposal deadlines expire, we are going to put in a couple more. So make sure you check back regularly to see if there's a fit for you and put yourself out there. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today, creating impactful speaker bios that attract organizers, and I hope you get to work on yours following these strategies and these tips. And if you have any questions, again, hop in our Facebook group, and I am happy to help. That's it for today, everybody. Take care. Bye.